With those few notes, we're going back in time when LaToya Luckett, Kelly Rowland, LaTavia Roberson, and Beyoncé told off a trifling good-for-nothing type of brother.
At first we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling.
Bills, Bills, Bills was a big hit for Destiny's Child, helping to make their second album, The Writing's on the Wall, a critical and commercial success. Well, that album's release was 20 years ago this weekend. 20, I feel old. Reason enough to have music critic Ann Powers and NPR's Leah Donnella tell us how it's aged and what they thought when they first heard these songs back in 1999.
So I was 8 when Bills, Bills, Bills was first released. And so the first time I heard it, I was probably like sitting in the backseat of my mom's minivan. So I think I was like listening to it and jamming to it before I could even really process like what the lyrics meant.
I think, Leah, you know, you being a kid when you heard that song, the power that the women of Destiny's Child were projecting was enticing to young girls. For me, it was a very different experience since I was in my 30s when that song came out. It was such a major wave, you know, of R&B and teen pop at that moment. Everything was changing.
This was around the same time that Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera were getting really big. And I think so many of the songs were very much like, you drive me crazy, I'm so in love with you, like women being in, I guess, lower status positions. So many of the songs on The Writing's on the Wall were about being in a position of power and being like, oh, you're cheating on me, or you're not paying your bills, or you're calling me too much, or any of those things. And I think that's terrible, and I'm going to leave you.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running games. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of
Beyoncé was 17 when this album came out, and it's not high school at all. It's not like, oh, I have a crush on this guy. Like, these songs are about money and independence. And so it's kind of remarkable to me that these were 17-year-olds singing about this stuff.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And now you fellas, leave your girl with her friends. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping.
When I hear this song today, I think, wow, in a way it lays out so much of what Beyoncé does musically.
Coupa laying at the hottest spots and magic going. Find the fellas rolling in the Lexus.
To me, what makes Beyoncé the remarkable vocalist that she is her connection to hip-hop and her skill at singing kind of like a rapper, right? The sharpness of her diction, her sense of timing, her sense of rhythm.
It's almost like she's just saying the words. Like, obviously there's a melody, but she's saying them. And there's also so much storytelling. She's laying out each thing that's happening in a very clear, precise way.
You make me wanna throw my picture out the window.
The remarkable thing about The Writing's on the Wall is that it sounds like it could have come out this year.
Yeah, I was so surprised how fresh it still sounds. I mean, there were obviously some kind of cheesy moments, and then there were some dated things like, you know, using a pager or a beeper.
Yes, the production is very late 90s. We don't have all of the computerized bells and whistles that got developed over the past 20 years. But the dramatic structure of these songs, the stories that are being told, the assertion of, I'm going to call it, the feminist attitude and dedication to expressing young women's empowerment. It's fresh. It's now. It's me too.
The window,
That's music critic Ann Powers and Leah Donella of NPR's Code Switch talking about the album The Writings on the Wall by Destiny's Child. It was released 20 years ago this weekend. When I'm blocking your phone number, you call me over your best friend's house.